Psalms 102, verse 13. What does the scripture say?
You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her. Yes, the said time has come.
So there is a time which the Bible says Zion will be favored. Am I speaking to somebody here?
Yes.
Now, somebody say with me, timely miracles. So there is a particular time when the scripture says there will be a favor upon Zion. Now, in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 22, the scripture reads, or we'll read this one again.
A little one shall become a southern, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time.
All right. And we'll read NIV.
The least of you will become a southern, and the smallest a mighty nation. I am the Lord. In its time, I will do this swiftly.
In its what?
In its time.
I will do what?
Swiftly.
I will do it. In other words, there are certain miracles which, when time comes for them to happen, they just happen. You can't stop them. Nobody can stop you. No one can stop anything. They are just bound to happen. Let's look at this. Let's look at this. The Bible says, time will come to favor Zion. Did you hear that? Now, I have somebody tonight who's praying for something to happen and there's a silence. Now, I have a very big problem here because your set time for your miracle or timely miracles, the time can come for you to get that miracle. But I want you to be very mindful that you can be stopped even if it's your time. So our sharing of this message is not just for knowledge, but we want to act. We want to do action. Whatsoever was meant for you to happen 2 years ago and it never happened, it must happen now. Now you better be very serious. You better be very serious. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? Tell your neighbor if you have one. Tell that neighbor, say, neighbor, every miracle which was set for you, if it never happened, it must happen now. The Bible says what? At the right time, I will do it swiftly. Now, go back on the same scripture, Isaiah 60 verse 22. In NKJV, the last part, I, the Lord, will hasten it. When? It says, a little one of you shall become what? And a small one, a strong nation. So God says, I know you want to become it now, but I have set a time when it will happen. Now you must be very careful with the times or with the timely miracles, because when that miracle is supposed to happen at that time, it has to happen. Now we see a man at the pool of Bethesda, where the scripture says this man was waiting there. Okay, he wasn't waiting there for 38 years. Okay, we hear people saying, oh, he was waiting there for that. No, he wasn't staying there for 38 years. He was sick for 38 years. Not that he was waiting there for 38 years. But what I want you to understand here is, this man, are you here, right? Whether there was somebody to carry him and put him into the pool for him to be healed, whether there was someone or there was no somebody, but Jesus followed him there.
Yes.
Because it was set time for him to be healed. If it's your time to be healed tonight,
yes,
I speak your healing in the name of Jesus. You must be very careful with the set times. There are miracles that happen at a particular time. They are called timely miracles. Imagine your time comes and you don't pick it. Are you here? 2 Corinthians 6 verse 2.
For he says, in an acceptable time, I have heard you. And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is acceptable time. Behold, now is a day of salvation.
So you can see time set for a miracle. Did you see that? So there is favor which is supposed to be given. There is a particular favor. And the word favor there is the word chesed. Which means, oh my God, something that you actually do not deserve. Read again the scripture. Just read again.
He says, in an acceptable time, I have heard you.
Mm-hmm.
In the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
Imagine the scripture. The scripture saying this, that there is a moment God wants to release a certain favor. There is a miracle that is going to happen. Now, Jesus was predicted that he'll be born. 2,000 years later, he wasn't born. He is predicted in the Old Testament, actually in the early books of Deuteronomy. Jesus is predicted. In Genesis, we see his shadow. In chapter 13 and chapter 14, we see the shadow of Jesus. Where we see a man in chapter 14 by the name Melchizedek. He meets Abraham in Salem, which today is called Jerusalem. At a place where Jesus was crucified. Because Jesus was crucified in Salem, in Jerusalem, at a mount called Moriah. Mount Moriah, it is where Abraham took his son for sacrifice. It is the same Mount Moriah that it has got a fraction called Golgotha. So Jesus was crucified at Mount Moriah. Now, are you there? Yes. Now imagine that Melchizedek meets Abraham at this Mount Moriah where Jesus would die. And then there's a prophetic thing that happens. Melchizedek takes bread, he gives Abraham. And he takes wine, he gives Abraham. The upper room is at Mount Moriah. Jesus does his last supper at Mount Moriah. And he takes bread and he takes wine. And he said, this is my body. Now, you didn't hear me. He does what Melchizedek did. So the first man to have Holy Communion was Abraham. You didn't hear me. Am I talking to somebody? The first man to taste Holy Communion. So everything is predicting about the coming of the Messiah in the Old Testament. 2,000 years, 4,000 years, at the right time, an angel came to Mary. And he said, you shall conceive. Am I talking to somebody? When the time is right, I, the Lord, shall make it happen. Isaiah 60, go back. Isaiah 60 verse 22. I want you to read that scripture because it will be much of our emphasis tonight. Can you read it? NIV.
The least of you will become a sound. The smallest a mighty nation. I am the Lord. In its time, I will do this swiftly.
In its what?
In its time, I will do this swiftly.
Amplified.
The smallest one will become a sound, a clan. And the least one, a mighty nation. I, the Lord, will quicken it in its appointed time.
So imagine where you are sitting. God appointed a certain time to say, this moment, from a small you shall become this. Now let's look at Jesus. Jesus, he is born and he grows up and he begins to heal people. Miracles are happening in Jerusalem, everywhere else. But he comes to Jerusalem, they reject him. Now let's see what he said in Luke 19 from verse 41 to 44. What would Jesus say? Let's read the scripture.
Now as he drew near, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, if you had known, even you, especially in this your day, the things that makes for your peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. For mm-hmm. the days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment around you and close you in on every side and level you and your children within you to the ground. And they will not leave you in one stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation.
So hear this. Now, which city was Jesus Christ talking about? Jerusalem. He actually cried. He said, you, especially you city. He didn't say this to Nazareth. Especially you city. If you knew the time of your visitation, and true to his word, he said, nothing on this city shall remain on each other. Guess what? There was a temple there of Solomon. Enemies came. What did they do? They destroyed it. After destroying it, what did they build on top of it? A mosque. To date, there is no temple in Jerusalem for the people of Israel. And guess what? It is the only city in Israel that actually is not only managed by Israel. It has got two managements. One by the Muslim. The same city is also managed by Jews. That's why there were no embassies in Jerusalem. But the issues, what are we trying to talk about? And what is the issue? The issues, Jesus Christ said it. He said, you, if you knew the time of your visitation. So the moment you miss the moment of your miracle, the timely miracle, if it's supposed to happen, if you miss it, I prophesy. I decree and declare tonight, wherever you're watching, whosoever is watching, may Almighty God raise up his hand upon you. Every miracle is supposed to come upon you. May it happen now. May you never regret like the Israelites. They never understood the time of their visitation. Some here. I want us to know something here. There is something that God is doing right now. Listen to me. I'm telling you now. And I've told you each time I come and I'm sharing with you a message. And I say this is the moment for miracles. And I'm even saying it's a time for new things. Imagine that God is announcing that it's the time for this. And if you miss it, because it's so possible, you can actually miss the days of your visitation. And the scripture says you have missed. Jesus is not saying you will miss. He is telling them now. He says, even if now you ask me to do it, there's nothing I can do. He says, you have missed the time of your visitation. Raise your hand. I say in the name of Jesus. This is my time. Every miracle that's supposed to happen to me, happen now. Say it again. Every miracle that is supposed to happen, say happen now. Happen now. Say in Jesus' name. I want to pray for somebody tonight. I have seen so many people here, and I can sense many people in the realms of the spirit who they were supposed to be millionaires by now. And you have all the signs. You actually know the prophet, actually the doors opened. Sometimes there were even doors. They opened and I could see signs. But before I knew it, something just happens. Do I have those people who say every moment an opportunity or something is about to happen, I feel an opposing force. And all of a sudden what was supposed to happen, I feel it's being canceled, or I feel there's a sabotage, or I feel like there's a demonic interference. And I want this to stop tonight. If I have somebody, raise up a hand, because we are going to cancel that demonic system in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost and by the name of Jesus, we cancel every attack to your miracle. We cancel every attack to your testimony. We cancel every attack. We cancel every attack. We cancel every attack in the name of Jesus. Laka paramande. Listen to me. It's so possible. It's so possible. What can block what is supposed to come to you timely? One, ignorance. Somebody say ignorance. If you don't know, you can actually be blocked. I was giving an example the other time. I gave a prophecy to a lady who she was in a lift. And she's in a lift. And she meets a guy there. And she comes to church. And I give her a prophecy. I'm like, how is your husband? He's like, I'm not married. I'm like, hey, no. There's a man you met in a lift today. I said, why were you rude? Ah, Papa, wait. I gave her the address, the time, and everything. The woman said, oh, prophet, yes. I'm like, that is supposed to be your husband. But you were rude. The guy asked you, can I give you my card? He was a top manager in Econet. I said, You missed the time of your visitation. There are people who don't know when God is visiting them. They don't even know. They even become rude. There are people where God will connect them to a powerful connection. They will destroy it. Without knowing the doings of God. So knowledge is very important. Ignorance can destroy you. Say ignorance. Without knowing, they didn't know Jesus was the Messiah. They didn't know about it. So they rejected him. They didn't know he was a savior. What made you to be born again? What made you to be born again? There is a message that you received and you understood. I know grace is there, of course, but there is knowledge. You accepted him as your Lord and your personal savior. What makes you to stay in church? Knowledge. You know the way. You know the truth. And you know the life. What makes people out there not to receive Jesus, even to be laughing at you? Ignorance. So ignorance can make a person miss his miracle. Now imagine that Jesus Christ says, I will heal you tomorrow, and you are not there. So always remember, ignorance is very dangerous. This is what the Bible says, what? My people are perishing because of what? Lack of knowledge. There are many miracles that are supposed to happen. Look at King Saul. The Bible says his calling was to inherit. According to First Samuel 10, verse 1. The calling of King Saul, was for him to inherit God's inheritance. He was appointed by God to be in charge over all God's heritage. But he never understood it, and he missed it, and David took it. So God can even open up a way for you. Am I talking to somebody here? Yes. A very good example. Are you aware that every person, when he is born, when you are born, there are actually stones that are actually made for you? It's in your Bible. Are you aware? Every person, when you are born, just the day you are born, there were actually stones, whether diamonds, whatever it is. They were actually made. We say, when this man or this woman is born, this is the portion. Can I show you from the Bible? Yes. Ah. Okay, let's go to the book of Ezekiel 28. From verse 14. Now, I want us to see something here. We'll start with this, and then we'll go to you. So first of all, we want to see all angels in the Bible everything that was created by God and anointed by God, it is God does not just anoint you without riches. So if you're a woman of God, I promise you, there's just a sabotage somewhere. But God has kept something very beautiful for you.
Amen.
So ignorance can, I want to show you ignorance, what ignorance can it do? Let's read the scripture. Now, this is Lucifer, the devil. God is telling him a message. Let's hear this message.
You were the anointed cherub who covers. I established you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked back and forth on the midst of the fiery storms.
Okay, I want you to go to NKJV, I mean to NIV as well.
You were anointed as a guardian cherub.
Mm-hmm.
For so I ordained you. You were on the holy mount of God. You walked among the fiery storms.
Go ahead.
You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created, till wickedness was found in you.
Mm-hmm.
Through your widespread trade, you were filled with violence, and you sinned. So I drove you in disgrace from the mount of God. I expelled you, guardian cherub, from amongst the fiery stones.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart became proud on account of your beauty.
So God says,
on account of your beauty.
So God says, I removed you from what? I want you to see this part first, then I show you the actual part. So God says, I removed you from what? From nice stones. They were stones which were supposed to be yours, but I removed you. But I want you to see, who was the owner of these stones? Verse 13. Now, that we have heard about the stones that God removed Satan from. But who were these stones for? All right?
You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone adorned you.
Mm.
Carnelian.
Crystallite.
Crystallite.
Emeralds.
Emeralds.
Uh-huh.
Topaz. Onyx. And jasper.
Lapis.
Lapis.
Lazuli.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Tacos. Uh-huh. Berry. Your settings and your what? Mountings were made of God. Only the day
you were created,
uh-huh,
they were prepared.
Wait. All these stones which the Bible says there, the day the devil was what?
Created.
These stones were prepared. On the day. Ah, wait a minute. I'm about to confuse somebody here. The day that the devil was what? Created. These stones were what? If the devil knew, he couldn't have left heaven. He was being told when he left. That you see these stones, were supposed to be yours, but you left first. There are people who, they will leave the church when God was about to lift them up. The devil was shocked. That's why he's doing everything possible to stop you from getting these stones. Because he knows it. That's what he did in Eden. What did he do? The Bible says he wanted to be like God. And what did God do? God said, not you. So instead, God created a man to be like him, to be like God. And the devil said, I actually wanted to be like this. I wanted to be like God. And God didn't allow me. And he cast me down. And he makes man to be like him. So I would disturb it. These stones were supposed to be mine. And now God wants to give her. I will make sure I stop him. Somebody say, I receive my stones. Somebody say, I receive my worth. That's why the devil will fight the church. He will fight you to stop you. He will do everything possible to jeopardize your business because he knows the day he was created, there were minerals, were worth. God prepared the day he was created to give him. But he rose against God first. Even fighting a man of God, a place where God was about to promote you. I have left. It's exactly what the devil did. When the devil left,
he was like, I have left. God said, I know, but you see these stones? You see these stones?
Now, we see another part. It's so shocking. Eh? We see another part in Matthew 2, verse 11. Something is not making sense. On the day Jesus was born, what happened?
On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their what?
Their treasures.
Exactly.
And presented him with gifts.
Of what?
Of God,
uh-huh.
Frankincense,
uh-huh.
And man.
On the day he was what? On the day the devil was created, he was given what? Stones. The day Jesus is born, he's given what? And you, the day you were born? So I receive. Listen to me. One day I was reading the scripture. I said, what is the Bible talking about? The devil who will stop you, he will do what he can to make sure that he stops you. The Bible says he was given treasures. Jesus. And that night, God said to the father, go to Egypt. Have you ever thought yourself to say, how did they manage? All of a sudden, they became rich. How did they live in a hotel in Egypt? Who was paying? The baby. The father would just remove 1 kg and said, oh God. And they were okay. When the money is about to finish, another 1 kg, they sell it, they were fine. May you receive in the name of Jesus. You appointed the time. There are miracles that happen timely. If you miss that moment, somebody say,
I'm here.
If you miss the moment when God, what he prepared for you, there are things God prepared. And right now, he knows it. He knows that you don't know. There is ignorance. So the devil didn't know that the day he was created, there were these things prepared for him. And he rose against God. God said, you see what? These things now, all these things, they were actually, and I kicked you out from fiery stones. I kicked you out. So the devil, it's so shocking when we see people who worship the devil having access to these things where God kicked him out. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
God kicked him what? And when Jesus was born, they were given to Jesus. It was a prophetic message that what was kicked out from the devil is being given to the church. And we are allowing people who don't even worship Jesus and people who the devil was kicked out from, and they're having access to these things. But the devil do what he can to stop you. Some say timely miracles. If you miss that moment, you will miss your miracle. And this is why in this season we are praying that a miracle must happen. So never lie to one another. Anyone you see, the day they were born, there were stones arranged for them. The Bible never said these stones were created for him when he was born. No. Before the devil was created, these precious stones were already what? There. But the Bible says they were prepared. There was a parcel, a package special for him the day he was created. But he rose against God. God said, you're foolish. Get out. Everyone else, where you are sitting right now, there was a package. Someone says, I am a child of God. Say, whatsoever was prepared for me, I receive it now. Say it in the name of Jesus. Say, I am saved. I am forgiven. I am delivered by the blood of Jesus. But at the same time, I know who I am. I am the righteousness of God. I am not poor. I am rich. At the right time, I receive my miracle. The Bible says, when the time is right, I will make it what? Happen. In the King James Version, Isaiah 6, verse 22, let's read again.
A little one shall become a southern, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time.
It's very simple, but many people do not understand it. And you end up being like the devil, getting frustrated. When the God was about to do it at his time, the devil left. It's like, I'm not frustrated, I'm leaving. And the God said, hey, you moved fast. At his time, at the right time, I was about to do it, and you left. There are people who give up when God was about to give them a breakthrough. May you never fail. I know there is someone right now who you think you are suffering, you think you have prayed for a long time and things are not happening, but I've come here to tell you there are miracles that happen at the right time. And I feel in the realms of the spirit that you are moving in those times. I believe in the spirit that this time around, it is the right time for it to happen. And the Lord will make it happen. Somebody shout, I receive it. Can you imagine that the Lord is about to do something for you and you miss it? Somebody say ignorance. So number one, what can block a person from getting their timely miracle? Number one is ignorance. Say with me, ignorance. The Bible says, I, the Lord, at the right time. See that scripture.
The least one shall become a clan, and the smallest one a mighty nation. I am the Lord. In its time, I'll hasten it.
ERV as well. Check it also in ERV. All right.
The smallest family will become a large family group. The smallest tribe will become a powerful nation. When the time is right, I, the Lord, will come quickly. I will make these things happen.
In the good news,
even your smallest, humblest family will become as great as a powerful nation. When the right time comes, I will make this happen quickly.
When the right time comes, I will make things happen quickly.
I am the Lord.
I am the Lord. When the right time comes, I will make things happen quickly. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Now imagine that the right time has come and you're not aware. Can you imagine it was the time for the people of Jerusalem? When he was there, they killed him in Jerusalem. He said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if you knew the days of your visitation, if you knew the devil, stones are prepared for him. When he was about to get it, he rose against God. God said, hey, I kicked you out. Do you know these stones were prepared for you? He didn't even know about it. He was being told on that day. I pray that everything that God prepared for you and the enemy has been trying to stop you from receiving, not this time around. Somebody say with me, not this time around. Now, lastly, number one is ignorance. Number two, demonic interference or spiritual interruptions. This could be witchcraft. This could be inherited. Demonic attacks or sabotage. So we can see in the Bible so many people who God wanted to do something upon them, but then something happened, it never happened. Am I speaking to you? There can be a spiritual attack. I once preached to you about Mark chapter 5, where there was a man. The Bible says this man was on the other side. And Jesus, when he met this man, the man had a problem. What was the problem? The Bible says that the man had a spirit, a legion, for there were many demons. But why did these demons attack the man? Because the man was an apostle. You didn't hear me. The man was an apostle. The Bible says when Jesus commanded the demons and the demons left, what does the scripture say? They say, the Bible says the man left and he began to move country by country, preaching the gospel. So the demonic sabotage understood that this man is a man of God and he was attacked. I'm talking to somebody right here. How many men of God today they are attacked, and how many women of God today? There's a spiritual intervention. They are attacked in a certain situation they're not supposed to be. And this man was sleeping in mountains. He was sleeping in tombs. He was sleeping in the rocks. He had no house. He had nothing. The man was useless because he was attacked by a spirit. When Jesus removed the spirit, the man, he became what he was supposed to become. There are people who are supposed to be millionaires. There are people who are supposed to be married. There are people who are supposed to have a breakthrough. But the devil has attacked them. There's a spiritual attack. Until the attack has left, they will still remain like that. It takes deliverance and prayer. And what you're supposed to become or to be, you become it. May you receive in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever intervention in the realms of the spirit, every demonic attack in the realms of the spirit, coming to stop a miracle that's supposed to happen. Tonight we put an embargo, we put a full stop, we believe in agreement, and we say in the name of Jesus, not again. Somebody say, not again. So there could be. So ignorance, number one. Number two, spiritual interruptions. It could be witchcraft, it could be whatsoever it could be. So the Lord says, at the right time, I'll do it. That's why Jesus Christ said, watch and pray. Because if we sense a certain external intervention, we have to stop it. If you're very serious upon your life that you want a miracle tonight, and you feel like the enemy has been stopping you, stand up on your feet. Are you ready for prayer? We want to make a prayer right now. And everybody else, wherever you are, if you know, it is very important that we pray. Somebody says, my time for my miracle. Imagine God had said a long, long time ago to become some, and you are not becoming it. Imagine there are people who are born and they will die. What God had set aside for them, they will never touch it. They will never touch it. And they will actually see opportunities. They will actually smell it, but they're not going to touch it. They see things with their eyes and they don't touch them because of demonic interruptions or because of ignorance. So we want to pray tonight that God, every miracle that is set for me, everything that you have put for me this time, I get it. In the name of Jesus, we are praying and we are releasing our faith. And I'm telling you this, there are people who will be grabbing miracles tonight. There are people who will be grabbing their testimonies tonight. There are people who will begin to receive, and you will feel that I have gotten something tonight. If you believe it, say amen. Amen. I want you to open up your heart, because there are things I can sense as a prophet which you are supposed to have and you don't have them. There are opportunities I'm sensing as a prophet which we are supposed to open for you. In fact, some even opened. But it's like there is a resistance, and some of them you lost them. And even some of them you are even finding battles in those opportunities. But we are praying tonight that every attack, whether it is from your family background, where you keep on losing testimonies, where you keep on losing opportunities, that will stop tonight. Yes. We are praying that tonight something must happen. Yes. Whether it's your whole family, whether it's you, something has to happen. Begin to pray. Clap your hands and make a prayer. Make a prayer in the name of Jesus. I receive my miracle tonight. By the power of God and by the name of Jesus, whatsoever belongs to me, in the name of Jesus, as I clap my hands.